What do you get if you add podcast 7 to podcast 7? Podcast 14, of course.
Good evening. It is Saturday the 7th of June. It's approximately 20 to 11 at night, and you are listening to the podcast episode 14. Thank you very much to Mark for introducing the show this evening. I'm in a panic now because I don't have any introductions now for any future episodes, so the chances are I'll be doing my own for episode 15. Again, that's not a problem. It's not compulsory. If anybody wants to contribute to the show and put through an introduction to play in the show, God, this is a good start, isn't it? Then just send me a file to the email address that I'll give at the end of the show. Okay. Weird thing, it's exactly 2 weeks before the longest day, and at 10:30 this evening I looked out the window and it was still daylight, almost. No, it wasn't dead of night, there was still light coming in through the window. Really quite freaky to... I remember many years ago, probably I was in single figures, maybe 6 or 7 years old, and I remember looking out through my bedroom window, looking out my bedroom window, checking my clock, and it was like 10 o'clock at night, and the sun was still shining through the window. Really, really freaky, thinking at the time, and it still is now. Quick update on the family. All traces of chickenpox are gone now, which is really good. We've still got problems with Cara and her constipation. Sometime last week, Caroline ended up taking Cara to the doctors again because she'd attempted to push something out and basically almost had a fit while she was trying to do it, which just wasn't good enough. And to be perfectly frank with you, we're getting fed up with doctors and nurses telling us that there's nothing we can do. There is something we can do. There has to be. She can't just sit there plugged up all day long without any kind of relief. So we have now a stronger laxative, which apparently can take up to a week to 2 weeks to take into effect. So shut up. So we'll see how that goes. Amy's fine medically. She's doing an absolute nutting at the moment with her basically her behaviour at the moment. She's ignoring us. She's being very contrary. She's being downright rude in some places, but she's 2.5 years old. You can't really expect much more than that. Caroline's fine. She's doing okay. Her mum had has a bad back, and it seized on her earlier on in the week. So we're having a little bit of problem with daytime childcare whilst Caroline's at work. So Monday and Tuesday of next week, I'm working from home whilst looking after the kids, which is, they're just two completely incompatible functions, so that'll be fun to try. So Caroline can go to work on that Monday and Tuesday. What we're going to do for the following week, I don't know. We're going to have to come up with something. Me, I'm fine. Can't really say much more than that. No, I'm not. I'm over the moon. I cannot remember which episode it was in, but it was a fair number of episodes ago. I mentioned that in December I'd ordered a laptop from the One Laptop Per Child scheme, the Give One Get One scheme, and I said then that it had arrived in the US to a friend of ours in the US and she was going to forward it on for me. This Thursday just gone, it arrived at the house. I had it in my sticky mitts that evening, and I've been playing with it and seeing what it can do. I've been really geeky. Caroline's made quite a few comments about me being geeky. She's now calling herself an OLPC widow, which I find highly amusing, but she doesn't. registered myself on a number of bulletin boards that are dedicated to this particular model of laptop. And looking through it, I have to say that it's for what you're getting, for how much you've paid for it, the specification of the machine and its features are absolutely fantastic. As far as the cost is concerned, when I originally bought it, I paid $400, about £200, to buy two laptops. I get one, somebody in the developing countries, children in developing countries, get the other one. So, from my point of view, the laptop that I was about to receive, I paid £100 for, and I donated £100 to this charity. So, when we were trying to get delivery costs to get it shipped over from the US. We'd basically been told that it was going to cost $130, £65, to get it shipped over to the UK. Which, yeah, quite a bit of money, but, you know, we did it anyway. And then when it arrived on Thursday... Hello! When it arrived on Thursday, the guy from UPS came up to the door and said, "Here you go, that'll be £45, please." So another £45 towards the... £44.35, thank you, darling. Approximately £45 to accept the laptop. So the £100, the £65, and the £45, that's basically £210 to get this, to buy this laptop and ship it over to the UK. But when you think about it, £210 for a laptop ain't that bad. I seem to remember the EPC when it first came out was around about £200 to £250. She's done it again. I swear one day I'll post photographs of that. It'll be quite funny. The EPC when it first came out was somewhere in the region of £200. So for what we're getting here and the feeling that I get for having benefited other people for an extra £100, I think it's a wonderful piece of kit. To be perfectly frank with you, I don't think Amy's going to get it yet. I've seen a couple of articles around saying that the keyboard, because the keyboard's like a rubber membrane-y type thing. For those of you that can remember the ZX Spectrum when it first came out, kind of like that, but smaller. But rather than having rubber protruding from a thin metal grid, this is all completely rubber. It's one piece of rubber. And some of the reports are coming back that it's not difficult to gouge the keys, the raised keys, away from the lowered base. But because the laptop is quite new in development, they haven't yet started offering replacement parts. Now, this laptop is designed to be taken apart. It's designed to be dismantled. It's designed to be pulled apart, both in terms of hardware and software. That's part of its reason. But at the moment, there is no way of replacing the membrane keyboard. Having said that, a company called... I can't remember what they're called now. Was it the Indestructibles? Something like that. Have given guidelines on how to replace the membrane keyboard with a proper laptop keyboard, which I'm not going to be doing because I think it looks bloody ugly. But anyway, I've got it. I've been playing with it, and I'm going to be posting pictures, photographs, screenshots, and the like from my live journal. So if you know where that is, then go along and have a look. There's nothing there at the moment, but there will be soon. And just to stay as geeky as possible, the Exo laptop is helping with the show because it's got the show notes on it, and it's also going to be displaying the email that I read out later on. So there you go, all fun, loads of geeky stuff. Right, we're going to go on to a song now. This is Mike Echlin, which I believe is how it's pronounced, and Tomorrow. Thank you. Right, coming up very soon is a decision that's going to be made on the Lisbon Treaty. Now, the Lisbon Treaty is the what is essentially the European Constitution, but they're not calling it that because if it was a constitution, then all the European member states would need to go through a referendum in order to put the constitution into place. So they've changed all the references from constitution to treaty, which means that we don't have to go through the referendum stage to be able to for each member country to approve it. But one country has decided that they will hold a referendum, and that referendum is on June the 12th for Ireland. Now, all this little segment's going to be about is me pointing you to another podcast. The Daily Source Code, run by Adam Curry, episode number 764, goes through and picks out issues with the Lisbon Treaty, which ultimately was going to affect every single one of us who lives in Europe. All right, and it's going to affect us in quite phenomenal ways. Now, it'd be pointless for me to go through and reiterate what Adam said in this episode, so I'm going to point you towards it. If you go to what's the site? DailySourceCode.com. Or what I've actually done is I'm going to put in the show notes a link to the actual page that has this episode on it. And right near the bottom, just above where it says comment, there's a link that says direct link to the show. And that links you straight to the MP3. If you don't already listen to the Daily Source Code, that is where you need to get it from. And I would seriously beg of you to go and listen to this one episode. I think it's about 45 minutes long. there's a tribute to Bo Diddley at the beginning because he died... I think it was last week, but then Adam goes and goes through this Lisbon Treaty. Please go and have a listen to it. It's got some really quite eye-opening stuff in there. And if you know anybody in Ireland who's taking part in this referendum, then use this and you know, offer your guidance as to where you think they should put their vote. And the next thing I want to talk about is a project that a friend of mine from the Open University is embarking on. Now, I've forgotten his name. Ewan McGregor and some other guy. Ah, can't remember. I didn't actually watch it. Did a couple of shows. The first was called Long Way Round. And I believe the second one was called Long Way Down. And it was basically these two guys, Ewan McGregor and someone else. Let me see if I can find the page. Round.com on bikes, just travelling around various parts of the world and documenting their experiences. Now, my friend from the Open University, Julia, and her husband and a friend from, I think, her work, are going to be embarking on a very similar kind of project, and it's called Norway Round, Norway, as in the country, Round. I've put a link to the show notes in the show notes to the website. And what they're doing is they're leaving on the 11th, which I believe is Wednesday, and they're taking a road route all the way through the sort of west part of Europe up to Norway, and then coming back down through Scotland. They're raising money for a couple of local charities. The Sheffield Children's Hospital Charity and the Western Park Hospital Cancer Appeal, both Sheffield-based based charities. And what they're doing is they're going to... they're heading to Belgium on day one, Stuttgart day two, Prague day three, Germany... That's Germany again, isn't it? Different parts of Germany, day four, Kristiansand, which is southern Norway, and day five, day six they're heading, they're grabbing the ferry back to Newcastle, and day seven they're coming back to Sheffield, and on the way they're going to visit the Mercedes factory, who are building an ambulance for Sheffield, which will be used to transport children from between hospitals. So this is going to be a 7-day trip, Just over 2,500 miles between the three of them, which is, I think, it's a fantastic thing. It's a brilliant course. So yeah, head along to the website, which is www.norwayround.co.uk. I said I put the link in the show notes. Even if you can't contribute towards their cause, at least give them a bit of support on the website. I think it's going to be great for them. I'm just looking at the map at the moment. They're going to be taking the route, and it's a hell of a journey. And I really wish them well. Really wish them well. Okie dokie. Yes, some of this.
As you can hear, I've slipped into something more comfortable for the red light zone. The show where you can conjure up that late night feeling anytime you want. I'm Lynn Parsons, with nothing on but a red light and the best late night music from around the world. Find me at lynnparsons.net, that's LYNN, or search for the show on iTunes. And don't worry, it's all pod safe.
I still only have 7 promo files, bearing in mind I listen to upwards of 15 podcasts. But that's still one of my favourites, the Red Light Zone with Lynn Parsons, details of which you can find in the show notes. All right, we're going to go on to some feedback now. This is where I hope the XO hasn't let me down. It hasn't. First item of feedback is from Leonie. Hey-ho, me again, turning up like a bad penny as usual. The live show sounds like a lot of fun. You can count on my participation. Just let me know when and where, and I'll be there. There's only one night you might not catch me in, and that's a Tuesday, seeing as I quite often go to book crossing meets on Tuesday nights. Yes, I'm a nerd, so sue me. This week's music was eclectic, to say the least, but very good. I enjoyed the Scar track most of all, and like you, didn't object to It's a Rave Day as much as I thought I might have done, seeing as I steer clear for that kind of music normally. Well, let's be honest here, usually I run screaming from that kind of music. I really don't like it. All for now, your regular correspondent, Leonie, News at 10, West Suffolk. Thank you, Leonie. I knew you'd like that Scar track. I had very much, when I was playing it, I thought to myself, yeah, Leonie's going to like that one. And the second bit of feedback we have had is a voice message.
Hello, Dave. This is Darren from the Dundown Life podcast. Just catching up with your shows, and I'm listening to number 10. I don't know if anybody else has commented on this yet, but you were reading about the taser guns being used by the public and commenting on how you're worried about what happens when they come over here. Well, they are already over here, and they are already recognised in law as a dangerous weapon. So, again, it's not going to be something that anyone's going to be able to handle without a licence. Police forces and the army are already using them. So, no need to worry, they won't be available in Tesco's anytime soon. Enjoying the show, keep up the good work. Bye.
Yeah, I do feel better about that. Puts my mind at rest on that one. And, I heard you chuckle with the buying it in Tesco's. For those of you who haven't seen, Bowling for Columbine, the Michael Moore one that followed the one of the major shootings that occurred in the States quite a few years back. And, you can go into Walmart and buy guns and ammunition pretty much over the counter, which is a little bit freaky. So I'm glad it's not going to extend to over here. Okay, thanks to both of you for your feedback this week. If anybody wants to send a message to the show, I'll give you the details after this song. This is Mike Zito and Blinded.
Barely alive in the depths of the dark side, trying to catch my breath between the liquor and the pride. Stone cold crazy, losing my mind. Blinded, blinded by the life. I was blinded, blinded by the life. you. And all my loved ones were thrown into the fire. Want somebody help me? Word straight from a liar. Oh, I was blinded. Blinded by the lies.
There's a lot of stuff from Mike Zito that's appeared on the Podsafe Music Network over the last few weeks, and every single one that I've heard has just been been brilliant. Really, really good tracks. Yeah, all the songs this week have been taken from the Podsafe Music Network. I think they need to rename that, which you can find at music.podshow.com. Sorry, I hesitated because Podshow have renamed recently, but I don't think the Podsafe link has changed. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can phone through to us on 020 80 99 1550. You can email bugcast@thelovebug.org, and you can visit the website at bugcast.thelovebug.org. The wife made a comment after listening to episode 13, where I always say you can contact us and our last song and such like, and I did actually mention this, I think, in episode 2 or 3 very early on, that I do have a tendency to say us, because when I'm doing these shows, I'm sitting in the kitchen, I've got, well, this week, two laptops in front of me, and I'm talking to a screen. But when I'm doing this show, I'm doing it as if I'm doing it to a room full of people who are actually listening to the show as I do it, which actually is quite nerve-wracking, believe it or not. So when I say you can contact us, I'm thinking of myself and the listeners combined, rather than just contacting me. Because unless you tell me otherwise, if you send me feedback, I'm going to read it out on the show. So whatever you say to me, you say to everybody. So yeah, it's still valid. If you want to contact us, there you go. All that then remains is for me to thank you for joining me again this evening, and hope you have a good rest of the weekend and rest of next week, and we'll regroup in a week's time. Take care.